Okay, today is a special day because this is a wild concept. Chapter 22, Prayer Works 2024. Listen, people fight for their right to be stupid. I mean, fight for their right to be stupid. I want to be right? They fight for their right to be stupid. Fight. People say the stupidest things in the name of God. In the name of God, really. People tell me all the time. All kinds of stuff. I pray about it and God is leading me to do this. Then they say something really stupid and costly, wasteful and time consuming. I had to get to the bottom of it for myself. Years ago, I had to get to the bottom of it. This stupid thing is available to all of us, man. All of us in the name of God. I prayed about it and this is what God told me. All of us. God doesn't tell me to do stupid things. And I sat at my desk. It was probably around the time Prince was singing 1999, you know, all that, right? And I began to write. I needed to come up with something that helped me. I did not want to hear God telling me to do something stupid because God doesn't tell people to do stupid things. But man, they say them. This is God. This is what it is. And that's me. And if you don't like me and all that, right? It's crazy. So who does tell you to do stupid things? Well, it ain't God. I had to make up a concept that could keep me honest, keep me close to God's way, right? I see the universe as a giant machine. So I thought about it for a second. The universe, it's a giant machine, right? An awesome, powerful machine tended to by the Father, the Supreme Being, the Creator. Can you imagine, you know, God the Father, you know? A machine, tending to the machine, all these parts. And I named it in my head. I named it Prayer Works. Prayer Works. I want to get in that machine. I want to be a part of that machine. I thought, a machine. And you'd probably need a passcode to get into this thing, right? The throne room's in there. All of it is one thing, this giant thing. And I thought about it, and it gave me a super visual for sure, right? Like, as a Star Wars guy and stuff like that, you know? Star Trek, all that. I mean, this was great for me. And maybe it'll help you. I needed a tool, a key to get in here. I thought if this is a machine, I need a key to get in. How cool is it, the key? Well, I also thought I got to prepare myself for prayer. People just pray off the cuff. Hey, I'm in trouble. Help me, God. Well, I just pray to God. I'm just going to... We sort of don't have a reverence about it after a while. I noticed all this years ago, and I didn't want to be that. I wanted to contemplate something more. So this giant, smooth-running set of gears and bearings that could open into the throne room, right? I needed a key. What's the key to this? Something that would access such a thing, the throne room. And the administration of all creation, where God sits and administrates all of this daily application of running on multiple platforms, past, present, and the future. How do I get in there? These keys. And I thought about, what would a key look like? You can pray about it. Yes, I know, but I needed to add some more reverence to it because stupid is waiting for me and you and my friends, and I don't want it to be. Chapter 21 is about prayer. Yes. Chapter 22 is about the machine. Yes. How to access the machine so I pray correctly. Well, is there an incorrect way to pray? Well, yeah. You can say, my God is this and my God is that. I say we have to pray to the God in the Bible. Yes? So I kept getting into it. My God is a loving God. My God loves me even though. My God isn't an angry God. My God, blah, 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 blah. Now, if pressed, generally the people that talk to me like that, they don't have a scripture to back it up. That's a problem. They don't have a scripture to back it up. Now, I had to invent a way to understand prayer, right? Just a second, I got to turn off the air conditioner. And action, there we go. I had to figure out a way, to prepare for this because I was seeing that it was more important than I had previously thought about it. So the set of keys, I called it the master's keys. I thought, yeah, what would they be to prepare myself, to even prepare myself to use the keys? I realized there were so many reasons to talk to God, and maybe they could all come under the heading of master keys. Like, maybe all of this could come under the heading of one of these keys. Anything can be talked about, that's for sure. Anything, God will talk about anything. And in a conversation, a lot of things come up. But first, it seemed there was work to do. And it bothered me. I thought there was work to do. And then I thought about it, and I read about the Holy Spirit. And I read that the Holy Spirit can keep my prayers in order. And the Holy Spirit can direct me in discernment, keep my conscience was correct, to make sure my conscience was correct and secure. I remember that Disney thing, let your conscience be your guide. Jiminy Cricket said, let your conscience be your guide. No, I don't think so. Your conscience could be not too good. My conscience can tell me to do things that aren't so good. I needed some backup. I needed some insurance. And I read about the Holy Spirit in the book. And I asked the Holy Spirit, hey, can you keep my conscience correct and secure? And I'll talk about that in a minute, talking about keeping your conscience secure. These things I talked to myself. It became very important to prepare myself. And so, again, we get to the four keys. And the Holy Spirit will pray with me. Okay, so I'm okay with that. I can ask the Holy Spirit, help me pray, even though I don't know how. Keep my conscience in order, even though I'm not sure how to do that. I want to petition the Lord, as it says in the book. So what about my four keys? Well, this is what I came up. And I believe these four keys will absolutely open the door of the machine into the throne room of God for every one of you. Now, if you got your own, okay, I understand. But these four keys, key number one, be grateful for what I have and what I have not. Thank him for all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Boom, the door opens. Key number two, ask for what I may do to honor his will with the talents given to me this very day, and pray for others. Key number two, boom, the door opens. Key number three, share my challenges, asking for discernment and protection, requesting strength to obey directives. That key word, obey, boom, the door opens. And four, repent for my sins that are too numerous to comprehend, and give thanks for the blood of Christ that forgives me. Boom, the door opens. Those four, what I call the master's keys, that open the door to God's throne room for me. After that, the conversation's on, man. Anything and everything's on the table, but I'm in the room. I'm with God. It's been a good tool. Chapter 22, for many years, it's been a good tool. It helps me. When I don't know what to pray about, I go to the four big keys here, right? The master's keys, I call them, capital M and masters. Let's put it to practical use. Let's put the keys to practical use. It's an election year, right? November 5th is on everybody's mind. Let's use the keys on such an example. Let's name some prayer keys. Patrick Henry said years ago, back in the days of making a constitution, our constitution is an instrument for the people to restrain the government. What would I say to that? Thank you, Jesus, for allowing the last 248 years of freedom from tyranny. Key number one, gratitude. The liberties of a people. Patrick Henry also said, the liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be, secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them. Woo! Nobody's been talking about that lately, have they? Thank you, Jesus, for such a statement reminding us government is accountable. Key number three, learning the gifts. Learning the gifts of what we have with America, right? Now, this one's a hard one for me. I didn't realize this. In 2020, in the state of Arizona, Biden won by just 10,000 votes. Just 10,000. Why? Because 730,000 evangelical Christians didn't vote. They didn't vote. They just didn't vote. We left the America given to us. We left it at risk. So we request forgiveness. He gave us the right to vote. He gave us a free country. He gave us a right to vote. We request forgiveness for blowing that opportunity. Key number four, repent. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of people peaceably to assemble or to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The Bill of Rights, the First Amendment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We hold the truth to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 1776, Congress, July 4th, 17th. Thank you, Jesus, for America. May we serve our church. Big deal there. May we serve our church. And may our church serve our country. All given by God, 286 years. Thank you, Jesus. The keys are used right here. Now, you know, key number two, the last one I had, it's the hardest one for me to read. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Adams said that. Wow, what would my prayer be that? What key would I use on that? Well, key number two, what do we do with the gift, Lord? And my prayer would be, may God give your church the strength to return this great nation to the God that created her. Jesus, may God give your church the strength to return this great nation to the God that created her. Key number two, what do we do with the gift, Lord? Acts 4:29, now Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of Jesus Christ. You got to spread the good word, man, and keep at it. Before accessing the keys, I thought about all this, man. Way back when, I thought about it, but I also thought, I got to be ready to talk about stuff like that. I got to be ready. I just can't be all, I just got to say something to God. And I didn't know if my prayers were okay. I didn't even know if it was okay to ask God that kind of thing. I didn't even know if it was okay to talk about it. Well, I ask the Holy Spirit to help ensure my prayers make it, that they make it there. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That means that guy's for me. When I don't know how to pray or if I'm supposed to pray, the Holy Spirit will do it for me when I say, Holy Spirit, take my prayers. I know they're in good hands. Now look, all the time I got to make sure my conscience isn't lying to me. God told me to do blah, blah, blah. I thought to myself way back when and even today, my conscience could be taken captive by the enemy. Scripture says I can be fooled, deceived. I can be a believer of all times, and Scripture says that the devil can fool me, deceive me. He has a whole world. I get it. I mean, the devil could fool me. My prayers could be compromised. My very conscience could be stolen, so to speak. Manipulated, fooled, deceived by the enemy, and I would think it was God's direction. I thought about this stuff when I was making chapter 22, Prayer Works. What do I do? Well, God protects you from the devil, is Psalm 91, which says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Okay, well, I want to make sure that made it there. I pray to the Holy Spirit to direct me to correct Scripture and to watch over my prayers, both to the Lord, and the answers from the Lord. The answers from the Lord. I'm going to talk about that. I got to hear what he says. How do I know I wouldn't hear it? Wouldn't I hear it if God said it? Maybe not. I got that in Scripture too. Psalms 12, 121. Well, before I get to that one, Psalms 121, the Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. Well, I want to make sure I'm praying to the right God. I want to make sure didn't make up my own God. I want to make sure I didn't read Scripture wrong. I get all these things in my mind, just like all of us do. Did I do that right? Am I okay? Is that right? Blah, blah, blah. Well, I got an insurance policy. I go to the Holy Spirit and I say, Holy Spirit, make sure my heart is in the right place, that I am praying to the one true God, and that my conscience is correct, and that myself is in order, and that I can pray and hear. Pray both of those scriptures, and I ask the Holy Spirit to deliver my prayers and answers from God. How do I know my prayers could be hampered from the Lord? How do I know that? How do I know I might not hear him? Why? Because I'm dense? Well, I am dense. So I got to pray all the time. I'm sorry I'm dense, you know, and I got to have help to hear, because I don't want to hear. I'm stubborn. I know none of you have heard before that you might be stubborn, right? Stubborn. You can't learn anything because you're stubborn. I know that. I know. But what does Scripture say about it? Why do I pray that I hear the Lord? In the book of Daniel, Daniel had prayed to the Lord. He prayed fervently. He was a good prayer warrior, and waited for an answer that didn't seem to come. He was like, whoa, the Lord always answers me. I always believe the Lord answers. I don't believe the Lord doesn't answer. I believe he answers and we don't hear him. But we don't like the answer, so we keep praying, right? But in this case, this story is saying Daniel prayed, and it was weird to Daniel because Daniel feels like I do. The Lord always answered, and he didn't answer. So he fasted, prayed more, and fasted, waiting for the Lord to give him direction. I think it was 28 days. Finally, Daniel understood. And an angel appeared and told Daniel this. 28 days. What if he would have stopped praying at 27 or 20? I mean, the prayer is powerful. Listen to what the angel tells him. Daniel 10, 12, 14. Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. There it is, 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. Whoa, is that? Daniel wanted to know about his people. He was a prophet, one of the great prophets, Daniel, the great prophets. Well, who was the prince of Persia? An enemy of God. So a spiritual enemy of God detained the messenger that had the answer from God. And Michael the archangel had to come and kick some shenanigans. Yeah, right. What's that? You can't say that stuff on this text. He had to come there and kick that thing out of the way, right? So that messenger could get through and talk to Daniel. Oh, yeah. The key here is asking God what to do. And Daniel did just that. Key number two. What about everything else besides the four master's keys? Terror, fear, pain, rage, heartbreak, condemnation, contempt, revenge. All of those things listed under the four master's keys. Once you get in, you can talk about anything. First praying for God's will and giving thanks, then petitioning anything. But first giving thanks and asking direction, giving God his just due, right? John, 1 John 5:14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. You see, what it's saying is once he hears you, your petition is, he's got it. He's got it. Everything that you've asked, he's got it. And you have confidence that when you're talking to God, he's got it. He hears what you're saying. He's got it. Have the confidence to know that. He's a sovereign God, and yet he gives you free will. Whoa, what's that you say? He knows everything. He knows everything. Past, present, future, what you're going to do, not going to do. But he still gives you free will. Will we choose God in all things? I hope so. Many times we forget. I forget. If we choose a country without God, my friends, America will fall. It is our part as the church to warn the world. Well, it's not my job. Yes, it is. Ezekiel 3:18. When I say to the wicked, this is God speaking, when I say to the wicked, you will surely die, you must warn them so they may live. If you don't speak out to warn the wicked to stop their evil ways, they will die in their sin. But I will hold you responsible for their death. Oh, what's that I tell you? What's that, boy? Yeah. The church must stand strong, and it's not doing so good right now. It must stand strong to bring the truth in the world of darkness and sin, lest we have forsaken our duty. Hell is real. You know, I got something by C.S. Lewis, a quote. Because the message of God is thrown out by the world lately. And I got this quote by C.S. Lewis that I totally is apropos for this. He says, "I willingly believe that the damned are, in one sense, successful, rebels to the end, that the doors of hell are locked on the inside. I say if there was more prayer and understanding taught from the pulpit, there would be less souls in hell." He's saying that people are so stubborn that they actually prevail against God. By going to hell, they actually prevail. They're so stubborn that they're successful in their endeavor. And he also goes on to say that if there was more teaching about this, they wouldn't be that way. If we would reach out better, it wouldn't be this way. Prayer works as a machine where I teach myself how to pray so I can do what? Hear his will for me today, which might be praying for somebody else. It might be talking to somebody else. I don't know. But I ask him that first before I go in there and start whining about my problems, right? It is vital that my prayers, whether they're relevant or stupid, by the way, reach God. It's vital that my prayers reach God and I receive his answer. It is vital I pray to the Holy Spirit in preparation that my mind is clear and my conscience protected. It's vital that I pray to the Holy Spirit, that I know I have an insurance policy, that my mind is clear, that I'm ready to talk to God and my conscience is protected. I'm not going in there where the devil's actually manipulating my own conscience. You see, just calling up God and saying, "Give me a truck or a car or whatever," I'm not sure that's my best move. I didn't think so back in the day. I'm like, man, this doesn't seem too cool. Thusly, prayer works came up, this machine of the universe. I'm about to walk into this machine of the universe, and I'm like, I want a new car, and I need, and the Smiths have a new house, and they got to make a pool, and I want... The keys have kept me reverent to the God who made me. Do I still forget? Yeah, I got to kick myself. What is that, that liar, the liar with Jim Carrey? What are you doing in there? I'm kicking my own, right? Sometimes I got to do that. It sounds better if I approach the throne with one. Key number one, be grateful for what I have and what I have not. Thank him for all of it. Good, the bad, and the ugly. Key two, ask for what I can do to honor his will with what the talents I've been given and pray for others. Ask, what do you want me to do today, man? Key number three, share my challenges. Hey, asking for the strength to obey. Pray for obedience. Oh, that's a strong key. Key number three. Key number four, repent for my sins. And the blood of Christ, it forgives me. That sounds a lot better than knocking on the door going, "Is this where I get a truck?" Yeah, I mean, come on, try attaching those four keys to, "I want Bob to see it my way. I need a Carrera Porsche." The keys and the protection of the Holy Spirit sounds better to me. Before I ask for a truck and a car and a whatever, right? The prayers of the Holy Spirit keep my conscience protected. I know I'm praying that the Holy Spirit keep my conscience protected. Jesus said, "I'll send you a helper." The helper is the Holy Spirit. I need a helper to make sure my prayers are safe. They're in a safe delivery system, that the Holy Spirit is taking him there himself. You guys, pray for his church. The church is having trouble. Thomas Jefferson said, "When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil." Oh, ouch, is that happening to our church? I don't know, but America without the church, the devil takes her captive. As the Jews allowed Hitler to have their country, as Israel gave away God for false idols to a perilous end. Colossians 2:8, "See to it that there is no one who takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception in accordance with human tradition, in accordance with the elementary principles of the world, rather than in accordance with Christ." Oh, come on. Bring it home, kids. Come on. Fake stuff, temporary fixes, self-help books, imitation teachings, a waste of dangerous moments without the direction of the Holy Spirit that God has given us and God's wisdom. Psalm 131, "You've searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways. before a word is on my tongue. You, Lord, know it completely. Oh, man, come on. Is that, like, cool? A little farther into that psalm, it says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. This is David talking, right? My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. Wow, that sounds like he was alive inside of his mother's womb. That would be a political problem today, wouldn't it? When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, that's woven together inside of his mother. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. David was on his mark, wasn't he? Prayer works, right? Prayer works. I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. Whatever machine he's talking about, man, I want to be a part of that. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Gratitude, key number one. The word. Master's keys. I try and use them first. I try, but by my free gift of choice to choose his choice. Get that? My free gift of choice to choose his choice. I want to choose his choice. I have a free... It's like the genie in the bottle comes out and says, what do you wish for? And you're like, I don't know. What do you wish for? I want what you want. It's crazy, right? Because God's much more than a genie in a bottle, isn't he? But having said that, it's a very grave time as November 5th is looming over us. It's an election year. And I can't vote for transgenderism, men in women's restrooms. I can't do it. I can't vote for a party that wants to mutilate little girls to make them boys. I can't do it. I can't vote for a party that says you can be a boy today and a girl tomorrow. I can't do it. I can't vote for a party that wants to remove God from its party platform, puts drag queens in our schools reading stories to our children, taking the rights of parents away, arresting parents who won't go along with the sexualization of their children. I can't. I can't do it. I can't vote for that. I got to make a decision. What I stand for and what I must stand for is the God that gave me life and you. And for today, he gave you a positive balance sheet, didn't he? Millions of dollars to shepherd, families that are healthy, marriages that shouldn't be okay, and yet they are. Businesses that shouldn't be okay, and yet they are. Oh, it's time to make a decision, to stand for the God who stood and still stands for you and has stood for this country so that you can now, this day, honor him in the Republic of America, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Everything else just doesn't matter. The four master's keys, they've helped me. Maybe they can help you. What are they again? Key number one, be grateful. Key number two, his will done by you, and pray for others. Three, confirmed challenges currently. Number four, repent. Does that get me in the throne room? Well, yeah. And I pray the Holy Spirit keep me in line. Keep my prayers in line. And then what? Click. Get it? Click. That little click. Can you hear it? Prayer works. The lock opens and the door to the machine. The mechanism is clear, and Jesus will walk you in where God has been waiting for you. Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Now that's great, right? That's great. It sounds great. And it is great. As long as you remember quite clearly every single solitary minute of your short-term existence, the following scripture, Proverbs 16:25. There is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. Kids, I had to come up with something that worked for me, so I knew I was doing it as right as I could be. And I've shared that with you today. Perhaps it'll help you. Perhaps that'll help you. Chapter 22, Prayer Works 2024. Borrow the concept until you have your own. Amen, amen. John, let's roll.